Yeah. You like that?
I like that.
What's up, man?
I don't know. Who is that?
Who is this?
Yeah.
My dad made this.
No shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my dad makes beats.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Huh? What's up, mommies?
What's up?
May 9th through 12th. Holler at me. Please holler at me. I'm going to be in Cleveland this week, y'all. I need your love and support. Come see me at the Cleveland Improv. After that, May 17th, Portland, Oregon, with my husband, Tom Segura. You may have heard him. Our 8 o'clock show is sold out.
Sold out. We're making a big push here for the 10:30.
Yeah.
We need, listen, if you've hung around and you listen and you didn't get tickets, come to the 10:30 show. That's the late show. That's where it goes down. So please, if you're listening and you're in Portland, scoop up tickets to that 10:30 show. It's going to be a blast. And the next day, we're together again in Seattle at the Highline.
May 18th, right?
Yes, and all the tickets are on sale. You can find the links at yourmomshousepodcast.com. The Seattle tickets are there too, right? Are they up there?
Oh, yes, Gene.
Okay.
And then you guys, May 23rd through 26th, Richmond, Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia. Come holler at me, please.
Boom.
And then I'm doing a fundraiser May 29th at Cobb's Comedy Club in Manfredisco, California.
Oh, that's a good chance to see you.
That's a one night. Yeah, and I think it's a good cause. I hope it's not for killing puppies or something.
Here's our fundraiser to slaughter dogs.
No, I was told it was for something good, I hope. What about you, Sir Jeans a Lot?
This week, I'm in Austin, Tejas.
Oh.
Cap City.
Yeah.
Comedy Club.
Okay.
8, 9, 10, 11. Please come see me, Austin, Texas. Next week, May 15th, I will be at the Hollywood Improv. You don't really get to do long sets, but I'm doing about 30, 35 minutes there.
Oh.
So if you're in LA, you want to see me do a longer set, scoop up the ticks. They're all at tomsegura.com if you want to go to those links for the Austin and Hollywood shows. Then, of course, we mentioned Portland 10:30 show on the 17th, Seattle on the 18th. That's what I've got. That's where you can see me.
Oh, and follow us on Twitter. I'm at Christina P. And this guy is at Tom Segura. And ChristinaComedy.com for all my tour dates. If you guys are like, hey, why don't you come to Boston? Why don't you come here? You know what? I may be going there later on in the year. Check it out.
How do you not check it out?
Oh.
I just got a tweet today. Oh, just saw you were in San Jose. I missed it. How do you miss it?
What? You got to go and plan your life around our calendar, guys.
This is the most important thing going on in your life.
Are you planning a vacation in July? Don't. Come see where we're at first.
Wow.
Loud.
All right. So, enough of that. Here's what time it is, yo.
That's green tea, guys.
Green tea. I'm drinking.
Well, it burns on the way down. It was too hard.
Carbonated water. Homemade carbonated water.
Burns. Oh, yeah. We have that machine that Maria gave us.
Seriously, guys. I got you. I got you a water thing that makes it
carbonate. Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah. Seriously.
It's the best thing. When we got it, we were like, what is this bougie bullshit? Who needs a soda maker? And now it's all we drink. It's the most amazing thing.
It's amazing.
You can put fresh natural juices in there, juices of fruits, lemons, limes, tukus juice.
Put it in the tuckus. Check it out, guys. This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Stamps.com. Expenses can really add up when you're running a small business. Important to save money wherever you can while keeping your business running smoothly. Here's good news. Stamps.com makes it easy to do both.
Hmm.
With Stamps.com, get official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Using your own computer and printer, no need for one of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com offers more features than a meter at a fraction of the cost. No hidden fees or long-term meter commitments. Save up to 80% compared to a meter. Plus, you'll never have to go to the post office again. In fact, Stamps.com offers special postage discounts you can't even get at the post office. We use Stamps.com.
Mm-hmm.
We used it plenty today. And that's what you get on any package you get from us. You'll see that it comes with a stamps.com stamp on it. So here's our special offer. Right now, use our promo code MOM, that's MOM, M-O-M, for the special offer. It's a no-risk trial, $110 bonus offer. It includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in MOM. That's stamps.com. Enter M-O-M.
That was great. You did a really good job.
You enjoyed that?
I enjoyed it.
Thanks, babe.
I liked it.
We're counting on you, our listener, to give stamps.com a try.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl.
It's really a win-win. You can't lose with stamps.com.
You cannot. Yeah. You can't lose. You said you can't win.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was dipping my tea bag, my green tea bag.
Don't use that type of language here.
Watch your profanity.
There it goes.
You can't
submitted to us 1,000 times today because our listeners know exactly what we like. That was perfect.
Talking about that, you can't do that, babe.
You can't do that.
You can't. All right. Are you ready to start the show or what?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's start the show.
I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts trying to get out of a house. So I go on the porch. I go on the porch, and she says, help me get out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through, only your hand. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with the little girl, and she says, call 911. My name is Amanda Berry.
Now, did you know who that was when she said that?
When she told me, it didn't register until I got to call the 911. And I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry? I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? And she got on the phone and she said, yes, this is me. And the detective, Cook, right here, Detective Gregory Cook says, Charles, do you know who you rescued? I said,
now, and when did you see Gina?
About five.
We're good.
So about 5 minutes after the police got here, see, the girl Amanda told the police, I ain't just the only ones. It's some more girls up in that house. So they went up there, you know, 30, 40 deep. And when they came out, was just astonishing because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. I figured, I mean, whoever she was, and like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro, because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
How long have you lived here?
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming from?
Right.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. And you had no indication that there was anything going on?
Bro, not a clue that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinker with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look away because he's not doing nothing. But the average stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting about him. Well, until the day.
what was your reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be around people.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time. And
either she homeless or she got problems. That's the only reason why she ran into a black man.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Wow.
Well, it should come to no surprise, as no surprise to our listeners, that that clip, which, you know, it's brand new as we're recording this, came out today.
Today, yeah.
Tuesday, April,
might
May
I know,
7th.
I was sitting on the turlet when this
sitting
was tweeted,
the turlet.
And yes. I watched this on the toilet this morning.
I think I did as well, and it has been in... I don't know, 6 hours sent to us no less than 50 or 60 times. I mean, it's been posted on my Facebook personal page.
Lane.
It's been posted on the Your Mom's House Facebook page. It's been tweeted. It's been emailed. It's been personally emailed to me. It's been emailed to like my website address. That's a huge story. It's a
huge breaking news.
It's breaking news. And the guy is, of course, phenomenal.
Well, obviously, this is the best American hero speech of all time.
It's phenomenal. And the guy is, he's hilarious in
more
than
way. I'm relieved to finally hear a person speaking the truth. You know what I mean?
Like, it's
the best part. Like, if this happened to you, you'd be like, motherfucker, this motherfucker, we barbecued and shit. Like, you would say the exact same thing.
Of course.
It's finally, it's a breath of fresh air.
Now, for people that don't know what's going on, that clip is an interview given on local news
In Cleveland,
where you're going to be tomorrow, doing shows, and it is a guy named Charles Ramsey who saved three girls, you know, eventually, because he actually saved Amanda Berry. And then they went back into the house and found two more girls that have been kidnapped and missing for almost a decade.
Crazy.
So, just see, Barry was last seen after finishing her shift at a Burger King in Cleveland in 2003 eve of her 17th birthday.
Oh, devastating.
The other girls have been missing, one since 2004 and one since 2002.
Oh,
Jesus.
Disgusting. So these guys kidnapped them and I'm assuming just kept these girls as sex slaves or what happened?
Molesting
them, hurting them, abusing them. Isn't that crazy? He says we barbecue with this guy.
We eat ribs and listen to salsa.
Yeah. And could you imagine that this creep is doing this?
It's horrific. And you know, of course, this is one of the few times when there's a happy ending to the story. I mean, happy in that the girls aren't dead. So they've been rescued and they have a chance now to, you know, live life. It's a horrific story. I mean, this guy is a total psychopath.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. That stole them. I mean, or that kidnapped them and kept them in his house.
Ugh. I love that he says a pretty white girl ran into black. That is so fucking funny and so true.
So funny. So I think that I'm looking at CNN right now and it looks like this guy Ramsey is with Anderson Cooper right now. So let's see if we can hear a little
about
bit.
About a year ago,
Anderson.
You'd seen Ariel Castro around, right?
When I moved there, only because he was my neighbor.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What was he like?
Cool.
Oh, no.
He wasn't no freak of nature. He was like me and you, because he talked about the same thing you talk about. He talked about you. You know what I mean? You know, regular stuff, bro.
So yesterday, what happened?
You're going to love this. I'm going to tell it all. Around 3 o'clock.
I'm scared what he's going to say.
You're going to love. He said that to Anderson Cooper, like, you're about to get the scoop, man.
Right.
That's what
Anderson's salivating right now.
Anderson's like, he just didn't react. He was like,
Anderson.
He's like, I'm fitting to tell it all.
Yeah, right. Anderson's such a square, too. He looks like a bald eagle.
Totally. Oh, he does.
Doesn't
he? Wow, that is fantastic. He looks exactly like a bald
Remember
eagle.
Remember that cartoon from like the late 70s? There was a character that was like an American bald eagle.
That is
him. I don't know if you remember it. Yeah, like a Hanna-Barbera or something.
When is it from? From when? The late 70s?
There's some cartoon from like the late 70s, 80s where it's a bald eagle, like an American eagle. And I forget now. Anyway, square peg fucking
and
scooter.
The mailman put his mail in my mail.
Oh.
I looked at him like, I gotta get Ariel's mail when he come home. A couple minutes later, he pulled up. He checked the mailbox, grabbed his mail before he went in the house. I said, Ariel, here go your mail. And we just had.
What happened? Our internet connection slow?
It just stopped.
Oh, doesn't that make you want to punch somebody?
It makes me want to throw shit across the room.
Rage.
God damn, man.
Rage.
How could that happen right fucking now?
I know. Ugh, makes you want to kidnap
Absolutely
a white girl,
the
doesn't
worst.
It?
That's the worst thing that ever has happened in my life. I would
does it make you want to kidnap a teenager on the way home from Burger King?
What I'm going through right now is worse than what these girls have gone through. Having this internet slow down. That's the worst thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
I know.
I'm so upset right now.
I know. God. Motherfuck. Shit.
This is the scoop. I'm fit to tell it all, man.
I know. I'm dying.
Fit to tell it all, man. You're going to love this shit right here.
Such a nerd, too. Oh.
Here we go.
Around 3 o'clock.
Sorry. So we know that the mailman, you got the fucking wrong mail. You got Ariel's mail.
Put his mail in my mail. So I looked at it and was like, oh, I got to get Ariel's mail when he come home. A couple minutes later, he pulled up. He checked the mailbox, grabbed his mail. Before he went in the house, I said, Ariel, here go your mail. And we just had the same conversation when I hand him the mail. He said, they can't get it right. Mm. I said, nope, damn postal service. That's it. He left. I jumped on my bike, went to McDonald's, came back home.
It's a great endorsement.
I'm in my house, but I'm in the living room, and I'm right by the front door because I'm looking out the front door. And, man, this girl screamed like a car had hit a kid, which made me, you know, stop eating. You know, what the hell was that? You know, that. So when I got up.
Stop eating my McDonald's.
I'm sure McDonald's is thrilled.
Run across the street. And I'm like, well, where are you going? Because ain't nobody next door because I just saw Ariel leave. Mm. And I know ain't nobody over there. I heard that girl scream and saw him run across the street. And I went outside and wondered what he was doing. And Amanda say, I'm stuck in here. Help get me out. So he either don't know English that well or panic. But he just looked at me and was like, he's a girl. And that's all he did. So here I come with my, you know, half-eaten Big Mac. And I look and I say, well, what's up? And she like, I've been trapped in here. And he won't let me out. It's me and my baby. I say, well, you ain't got to talk no more. Come on. And I'm trying to get the door open and can't. Because torture chambered it some kind of way and locked it up, right? So I did what I had to do and kicked the bottom of the door. And she crawled out of it. She grabbed her baby.
Oh my God.
It threw me off. All right, so fine. I got some girl and her kid.
And what did she look like? I mean, what was she wearing?
Jumpsuit. She had a white tank top on, rings on, mascara. You know, she was well groomed. She didn't look like she was kidnapped. That's what I'm saying. Mm. That's what threw me off when she was like, I'm in here trapped. And I'm like, well,
right.
You don't look kidnapped. So maybe you got a boyfriend problem.
Because she's been there 10 years.
But most importantly, and I think we all want to know this, did he ever finish that Big Mac?
That Big Mac, yes. I mean, half of it is sitting in the house right now.
Right. It's all I can think about. Is he going to finish his fucking Big Mac? And what is what the if meal? He's at, what Those if, fries are so cold by now.
What if, right, in the next minute he goes, after I got her out, I was like, I got to go finish this rest of this Big Mac. I got to finish this Big Mac I got in the house right now.
I got a frosty with it too, man. Shit.
It's just getting cold right now. How I hate cold fries.
I got a hot apple
But I'm
pie.
Thinking, I know who lives here, and he's 50-something. You can't be the boyfriend problem. You know, he can't be him. Maybe you're dating his son.
And you'd never seen her before.
Bro.
In the year that you'd been there.
Bro.
That
he called Anderson,
man,
bro.
Listen, never. That woman didn't come out the house. The only kids that came out the house were two little girls. They played in the backyard. He had two dogs. Where I live naturally is next door. My bedroom is upstairs. So when I just hear kids playing, I know it's them. They do the same thing. Play in the backyard for a couple hours, go back in the house. Mm. Same thing every day. The neighborhood knows them as his grandchildren. Mm. So it's no big deal. He got his grandkids over all the time. I thought...
Amanda Berry then, what, asked to call 911?
Mm-hmm. And I took her to my house. Now, I'm nervous as hell. So I'm fumbling with my phone. So I finally get it right. She can't wait, and I don't blame her. So what I do is tell her, go across the street and use their phone. Now, we both calling 911. Now, she get through, and I get through. She deal with a moron. Me too.
You said there were, what do you mean a moron?
Idiot.
I heard the 911 call for her.
Imbecile.
And the woman kept being like...
Why do you have that damn job?
The woman was like, oh, hang up and wait for the police.
Really? How about stay on and I'll talk to me until they get there?
Right.
Okay. Do you want to hear the 911 call that he made?
I haven't heard this yet, so I'm dying to
hear
this.
Okay, here is his 911 call just
to
after
to McDonald's or to
911
emergency
to 911. Right after he got Amanda Berry out of this house in Cleveland.
Jesus Christ!
Cleveland 911, police, ambulance to fire.
Yeah, hey bro, I'm at 2207 Seymour, West 25th. Hey, check this out. I just came from McDonald's, right? So I'm on my porch eating my little food, right? This broad is trying to break out the fucking house next door to me. So there's a bunch of people on the street right now and shit. So we like, well, what's wrong with you? What's the problem? She like, this motherfucker been kidnapped me and my daughter, and we've been in this bitch. She say her name is Linda Berry or some shit. I don't know who the fuck that is. I just moved over here, bro.
Sir, you have to calm down and slow down. Is she still in the street?
Seymour Avenue.
And this, is she still in the street, or where did she go?
Yeah, I'm looking at her. She right now. She calling y'all. She on another phone.
Is she black, white, or Hispanic?
She white, but the baby look Hispanic.
Okay, what is she wearing?
White tank top, light blue sweatpants. Like a wife beater.
Do you know the address next door that she said she was in?
Yeah, 2207. I'm looking at it.
Okay, I thought that was your address. So that house.
No, I'm smarter than that, bro. I'm telling you where the crime was.
Okay,
not my house.
Sir, we can't talk at the same time. Do you want to leave your name and number? Or remain
Charles
a number?
Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y.
What's the phone number?
What happened?
Phone number.
Are the people she said that did this, do you know if they still in the house?
I don't have a fucking clue, bro. I just got here from McDonald's.
Can you ask her if she needs an ambulance?
You need an ambulance? Or what? She needs everything. She's in a panic, bro. I guess she's been kidnapped, so, you know, put yourself in her shoes.
We'll send the police out. Thank you.
There you go.
He got other issues.
No, he said, put yourself in her shoes. Oh, to 911 guy.
Oh, I thought he said, she got other issues, man.
No, like, he's like, she needs everything. Put yourself in her shoes, man. The 911 guy's like, all right, man.
Sounds like Amanda Berry was wearing the exact outfit I have on right now.
It does sound exactly like, are you Amanda Berry? Holy shit. He has dropped McDonald's in everything that he said.
What do you think? Why the McDonald's?
Because you know
why?
Because this is why he's awesome. It's because he's just giving you all the facts.
Right.
He's telling you everything.
Because that was his plan. You know, the plan is I was just going to go to McDonald's and back, and then this fucking bitch comes out and
right.
this all happened.
It's it's an honest story.
Right. I just fucking went to McDonald's and then this kid. So do you think she was shackled or drugged or something? Like, how come no one, like, she didn't, I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I just found.
Was she chained?
Her 911 call. Let's hear
oh
hers.
Oh, my Christ. I can't even imagine.
This is probably horrifying. This is after you've been kidnapped and your first time to pick up a phone in 10 years.
10 years. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. But will she reference McDonald's? That's the real question. I haven't had McDonald's.
I mean, this man should have with half a cheeseburger.
Here's Morgan live.
Okay, here we go.
I ate half his Big Mac. I was starving.
Three young missing women being found after a decade. We now have the 911 call of one of those women, Amanda Berry. She went missing 10 years ago
years.
Was about to turn 17. This is her call to Cleveland police.
Cleveland 911, you need...
Hello, please. Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
You need police, fire, or ambulance?
I need police.
Okay, and what's going on there?
I've been kidnapped, and I've been missing for 10 years, and I'm here. I'm free now.
Okay, and what's your address? Call me from...
Huh?
Looks like you're calling me from...
I can't hear you.
It looks like you were calling me from...
Across the street, I'm using the phone.
Okay, stay there with those neighbors, talk to the police when they get there.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, talk to the police when they get there.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, talk to the police when they get there.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right, I'm on the way right now.
We're
going to
send them as soon as we get a car open.
No, I need them now before we get
now.
Back.
Now.
All right, we're sending them, okay?
Okay, I mean, like,
who's the guy? Who's the guy you're, who's the guy who went out?
His name is...
Why would they beep his name?
He's like 52.
All right, and
Steven, I'm Amanda Berry. I've been on the news for the last 10 years.
Okay, I got that
with
here.
Regina.
And you said what was his name again?
Why are they?
And is she white, black, or Hispanic?
I'm Hispanic.
What's he wearing?
I don't know because he's not here right now. That's when he left,
when he left, what was he wearing?
Sweetheart, it's a pity. What?
Right, the police are on the way. Talk to them when they get there.
I
told you they're on the way. Talk to them when they get there, okay?
All right, okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Stay on line with her.
I know.
Incredibly emotional voice there of Amanda Berry, who went missing in Cleveland
What a
fucking asshole. She's clearly in a panic. It's clearly severe.
Lady, the cops are on their way.
Yeah, just hang out. Well, right? Don't stop crying about it.
Tell them your fucking story when they get there.
Have some sympathy. I mean, these 911 guys, I guess you have to be desensitized to the shit. But I mean, she's clearly, it's a big deal. This is a big thing.
It's a huge thing.
Stay on the line. Yeah, you fucking creep.
God.
Poor girl. My God. Could you imagine?
It's just a crazy story.
So sorry. It's her and her two sisters, though, right?
No.
Oh. I thought it was three girls kidnapped.
It is. But they're not her sisters.
Oh, okay.
So there's two other girls. This guy is a serial kidnapper.
Fucking piece of shit, right?
And here's the crazier part. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
His brothers are in on it, too.
Like, and they work come at over, McDonald's.
They all work at McDonald's. They come over and they get in on his kidnapped girls. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. And apparently, you know, she has a daughter, which means, you know, she had his daughter.
Ugh, is there anything more disgusting than this piece of shit?
Yeah, so...
Ugh, well, rapists get it in prison, don't they? If you're a rapist or a pedophile?
Pedophiles, yeah. I mean, he kidnapped young girls, so who knows?
I hope he gets it. If you're in prison and you're listening to this, and this scumbag gets to your prison, will you please...
Rape him?
I don't know if I advocate that, but just...
Hurt him?
Just a little knuckle sandwich, maybe, on
behalf knuckle
of
sandwich?
The rest of us. Well, I mean, what? I can't advocate... You know?
He's a prisoner.
Do what you gotta do.
There you go.
How about that?
That's the way to do it.
Is that how you do it?
I think it's more than give him a knuckle sandwich.
Just give him a talking
to. He didn't steal a piece of gum.
Give him a stern
from the
warning.
Newspaper
how about
stand.
How about a stern talking to?
Yeah, okay.
You stop kidnapping kids.
So anyways, that is the gift that was given to us by Charles Ramsey, though. Not only saving those girls, but conducting the best interviews. Oh, here's what I wanted to tell you. The reason I think the guy, you know, you're like, why is he so awesome? What's so awesome about this guy? It's the same thing that people love about, because I was talking actually to Top Dog about this, about why people like his appearances a lot of times on the show. And I compared it to a sports analogy, which is a lot of times when you watch a football game, let's say, or any game, and they interview the coach after the game, and they say, like, tell us about whatever, what happened this game? And they're like, well, you know, we faced a lot of adversity, and we pulled it together. And then the second half, you can see that we were really trying. And you're like, Jesus.
Bullshit, yeah.
And then they show another coach. The other coach is like, we fucking suck.
Right.
And it's like, which coach do you want to listen to more? Which guy do you trust more?
Right.
You trust the guy who's himself and gives you the honest truth.
Right.
That's what Top Dog has when he's on the show talking about how Asians' tits are far apart.
Right.
And that's what Charles Ramsey is. He's totally
honest,
being himself,
yeah.
And he's totally honest.
Yeah.
He is, you know...
A hell of a game. And let me say something. As long as I'm in this fucking job, Snooker will be the offensive coach. I mean, no question fucking about that. No fucking question about that.
It's like you... Would you want to hear anybody else talk about the game?
But I don't know why people
not the cursing.
Are so... I don't know if they're upset about Charles Ramsey, but there has been some kind of backlash I saw on the internet where people are like bothered by his frankness. And it's like, well, when did we become such bullshitters in this country?
Oh, a while ago. We're bullshitters.
Right. It's all bullshit.
Like,
you can't say something from your heart without being criticized.
It's true.
And Charles Ramsey, this is probably the most authentic thing I've heard on television.
It is.
I can't even watch many scripted shows, okay? I watch Nurse Jackie with you, and I think that's about it, truthfully. Maybe Portlandia on Netflix.
We're Downton Daddies.
Downton Daddies. But because it's fucking bullshit. And to see somebody like this guy having a reaction you would have... and being honest and be like, this motherfucker, we barbecue, we had ribs and shit, and he's a fucking...
What are they criticizing him for?
I think, I mean, I can't really speak on behalf, but I think people in the black community are upset because he's like misrepresenting them or representing them negatively.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. But
people
then
in the black community are saying this?
When I say that, I mean my black friends on Facebook.
Okay.
Like, apparently there is something going on, and then so my black friends have been like, hey guys, you would fucking say that too if you were, you know, heated in this moment. So he's not, there's other misrepresentations.
Wait,
of
so
black
which side are your black friends taking though?
On Charles Ramsey's side. Because they're saying like, you guys aren't,
but who's criticizing him then?
Other black people.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, but people in the black community are like, this guy is a fucking, it's embarrassment, and we're portrayed negatively in the media, and they're exploiting this guy's interview and making him out to be like kind of a donkey show, but it's not, I don't think it's that.
No, the guy's just, the guy, he's being himself. That you're getting, that's Charles Ramsey, whether there's a camera on or not.
Absolutely.
And it's a very real reaction to something absolutely out of this world happening.
Yeah.
Like that is like a winning the lottery reaction.
It's amazing.
You know, and I don't mean that like to glorify what happened. I'm saying it's such an extraordinary thing to happen that your reaction is going to be extraordinary.
Right.
And you're getting his reaction.
Right. But then I think the backlash is like, oh, the media is blowing his thing up and they're making us look like buffoons.
Oh,
and idiots.
That's silly. That's nonsense.
And I think so too. Yeah. I think he's really a special guy.
I mean, we're enjoying him because he's funny.
We're
the guy's
enjoying
actually
him
funny.
Because he's a Your Mom's House candidate. Like he should be a regular on our show. Like, this guy's so awesome. Yeah. We like anybody that tells the truth, basically.
Yeah. I mean, he's awesome. Like I put him in the top dog category.
Yeah.
The reason top dog is a hit with people, like when people on the road come up to me all the time, you gotta top, like, what do you love about it? They're like, I just love that he's being himself, you know? Like, that's what it is. That's what this guy's doing, you know?
I know.
We had ribs. We used to dance salsa. I love my McDonald's. Like, that guy's, he's telling, him and Top Dog could go to a single lane McDonald's together.
For,
you know?
Oh, wow.
Top Dog could get his coffee.
Oh,
and Charles Ramsey would get a Big Mac, it sounds like.
I wish we could get an interview with Charles Ramsey and ask him about the McDonald's coffee, like what his entrees of choice are.
And how he's happy, whether or not he's happy. Because I bet he has complaints just like Top Dog.
I bet.
I wonder if he calls the 1-800 number. I think his language is probably a little different than Top Dog's. So I bet he's like, you have a fucking idiot working at this McDonald's, man.
I love that he said the 911 person was a fucking moron.
He
right?
said, bruh. He's like, yo, bruh, 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 bruh.
Moron.
That's how it started.
Cleveland 911, police, ambulance to fire.
Yeah, hey, bro, I'm at 2207.
Hey, bro. Well, I've called 911 before.
Me too.
When I saw a man face down on Western Avenue, just face down. So I assumed he was dead. You know what happens when you call 911 in LA? 911, can you please hold?
Yeah.
No, dude. Hire 10 more people so that when I fucking call, people help me. That's, I mean, imagine if I did have a legit emergency. Someone's breaking in the house to stab me or steal my dog. And then
I've called 911 hundreds of times.
Hundreds of times.
Hundreds.
For what?
Hundreds. I just got this.
Hundreds.
Got this sandwich. There's no napkins in my bag. I want napkins.
Where the fuck are my napkins at?
I've done that many times. Where are my napkins at?
And what do they say? They're like,
you got to go back in there and get napkins, man. I've done shit like I'm walking on the sidewalk and I twist my ankle and now my ankle hurts.
911.
Will you send an ambulance here?
It's an Amberlance.
An Amberlance?
Send the Amberlance.
You know what, too, I like about Charles Ramsey?
What's that?
P.S. And this is something that's been lost in American culture, which is neighborliness. People so often look the other way, and that is a fucking problem. And I will say this as far as very few things I like about my Hungarian heritage, my Hungarian culture. One of them is people are in each other's business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The neighbors are looking at your kids and vice versa. Everybody's looking out in the neighborhood.
True.
So if your kid fucks around and does something two blocks down, guess what? You're going to hear about it. And the same thing goes for any kind of Mickey Mouse crime or whatever that's going on. And I like that Charles Ramsey wasn't afraid to answer a woman's call for help, because a lot of times, you know, you've heard those stories where women yell rape or something and nobody comes.
Right.
You have to yell fire if you're getting raped.
Yeah.
So I'm proud that he did that.
Yeah.
It's good.
He's a hero for sure, man.
Huge. Wonderful. We should
he
all be.
Left, he left his half his Big Mac behind just to take care of this.
I mean, could you imagine the sacrifice?
I mean, Ramsey, if you're listening.
I love their coffee.
Yeah.
So you're boycotting McDonald's?
Yeah, well, I love their coffee. It's, in fact, it's the best coffee.
Right.
But they've gone to two drive-through lanes.
Yeah.
And so what happened is, I mean, timed it, that the lanes, the other day it took me 13 minutes to get my coffee through the drive-thru.
Very upsetting stuff.
13.
I think Top Dog and Ramsey have a lot in common.
13 minutes. I think we should, can we buy him Big Macs? Is there some way we could like...
You're going to be in Cleveland.
I know. I'm going to find this guy.
Dude, you got to put a call out to, here's what you got to do. We got to make this happen. If you're listening to the show, let's get Charles Ramsey to Christina's show in Cleveland.
And so I can give him some Big Macs.
Free tickets. You're going to hook him up. You're going to buy him beers.
I would love to.
Comp tickets. It's on the house. If you guys can, let's get Charles Ramsey to the Improv.
Ugh.
Can you put a call? You know what? When you go to press, will you put a call out?
Yeah, I think I will.
Say, I want to meet Charles Ramsey. I want him to come to my show. I have free tickets for him. I have some passes for McDonald's, Big Macs, and free beers.
As many as he wants.
Yeah.
Barbecue all
Let's
day.
Let's do it.
I would love to see him. I would love to meet this guy.
That's what I want for you this weekend. Okay. That would be awesome.
I do a ton of press on Thursday. I do like six shows.
Every show you do, mention this.
For sure. Absolutely.
Get the word out to Ramsey. CP is in the house. And then if you get Ramsey, you bring him back to the green room and you interview him.
Absolutely.
And talk about McDonald's and the fact that you admire him for being himself.
A real American. He's a true American patriot.
This is the thing is, because I've heard this before, not for Ramsey, for other people, when everyone's like, what kind of interview is that? It's like, why do you expect a regular dude to be media savvy?
I agree. Yeah.
Like, we barely can keep it together in an interview.
We've
done hundreds of them.
Right. It's fun being inappropriate, first of all, in interviews. But, what do you think? He's gonna learn how to restrain himself?
Why would he be good at that?
I don't know.
So bizarre.
But they let white trash people on TV all the time.
Look at
Duck Dynasty and shit, you know.
Anybody that is criticizing Charles Ramsey.
You better get your life.
Yep. You better.
You better get your life.
So I haven't been able to tell you this on the show yet.
Oh my God. What is it?
I'm pregnant.
No.
I'm having a baby.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
A big brown one?
Mm-hmm.
You made brown before the show, so I don't believe you.
Mm. That was real squirrely.
Really?
It wasn't good.
You know why?
Why?
We went back to our sushi bar yesterday.
She didn't. Do you know that neither of us gave her eye contact? Okay,
yeah.
We're real proud of this,
yeah.
Guys. We had
our
waitress and the one who always tells us we order too much. We didn't order from her. They told us to sit where we want. We sat at a different table than we normally do, and I'm almost thinking that is. We were getting her because that's her assigned table.
No, her assigned's in the middle of the restaurant.
Right, I'm saying
yeah.
We sat at a table that she no longer came to our table.
Yeah, like we had a little sweet boy, a little Japanese boy.
Who was like, order it up. Keep
ordering.
He
didn't judge us. And then she came by. And notice how she mopped up. She took a rag and she was wiping down the table next to us. And she kind of was like, like she wanted to say hi.
Yeah.
Both of us were like, no touch, no talk, no eye contact. Like, we Cesar Milan'd her.
We did.
Like, no, bitch.
Yeah.
No. Different day.
Yeah.
Fuck her. And we had a good time. We ordered as much as we wanted, and we fucking Shirley'd ourselves, and it was the best meal I had in fucking 5 days.
It was great.
Kissed my ass. Well, she weighs 80 pounds. What does she know about fun or
She's
life?
She's no fun.
She has no life.
Nothing fun about that woman.
So what are you going to tell me? Was that it? That you were pregnant? That was it?
I'm having a baby. You don't think that's a big story?
Babe, you can't have a baby.
Okay.
That was it? That was your big announcement?
No, just relax.
What is it? Tell me. Look, I'm all hopped up.
It's not an announcement. It's not an announcement.
I'm all hopped up on green tea.
It's that I haven't had a chance to talk about it, that I had the best fucking time in Toronto.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Toronto.
Toronto, okay.
Toronto.
Okay.
In your home country, in your homeland, where you're a citizen forever.
Okay.
You un-American communist.
How dare
I was in the province of Ontario, And the Underground Comedy Club was a huge, huge success. I want to thank all of you that came out. I got to meet Danielle.
I can't believe Dazzoli.
I got to meet her. I got to meet Jen Brum. Oh, I got to meet, I got, of course, I spent the weekend with Puff Mama and Joey Tooch, Hazardous, Caution, everybody that welcomed me and made me feel at home, and they spoiled me. I got so many gifts. I showed you the jersey,
the jeans,
the pipe.
Yeah, I love the pipe.
The pipe. That and by great. The way, I just blanked on your name. You gave me the pipe. It's so fantastic. It's on display now. It's the bear pipe. So please forgive me. I got doggy jeans were given to us. The lovely couple that gave the wine and the hot sauce. Thank you so much for that. And of course, all the weed that you gave me and the edibles. You get high standing in the room.
I know. I've heard. I can't wait to go there. I want that guy to hook it up already.
Yeah, yeah. Look, you're listening, Joey Tooch. Hook it up. Make it happen.
Bring Christina, mommy.
Oh, well, everybody, of course, asked about you. All the shows were so fun. I just had such a great time. Oh, and I love that city. I can't wait to go back.
Do you know, I don't know nothing about Canada. Like, because I was born there. And then, first of all, let me clarify. Someone tweeted at me, they were like, how could you disparage Canada? I'm like, I don't disparage it. I had to renunciate my citizenship when I become an American.
Yes, because the U.S. doesn't recognize dual citizenship.
Not in 1994 when I became. But just for the record, listen, Canada took in my immigrant parents when no other nation would. So I will forever be grateful to Canada. And it's where I was born, in Windsor.
Why don't you play there more then?
It's out of my control.
I know.
Keep telling my agent, and for some reason, it's just not happening.
It's one of those things, man.
Yeah, there's, it sucks.
There's cities that I go, you know, I'd love to play this city. And I tell them like over and over. And then at some point I go, do you not hear me? And they're like, yeah, we've tried to get you booked there. They don't want you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's that too.
Like, well, it's not they don't want you. They're just like, yeah, we don't have a space for them right now.
Right. It'll happen eventually.
Yeah, of course.
It'll happen.
I get that a lot with what's the one? Edmonton. I keep trying to go to Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone says the comic strips is great club. Everybody. I've asked for 5 years to go.
I'm going
to
ask my agent again. I'm going to write it down. I'm making a note of it right now.
All right. Well,
if you're listening, my agent.
Yeah. I mean, the whole weekend was so, you know, they play the music. Hazardous was on the ones and twos playing all hip hop pre-show. And post show,
oh, that's
which for
cool.
me, it like puts me in a great mood.
Because that's your style. Right. You're a 12-year-old.
You know what I realized too?
That stuff.
I realized that I should start asking clubs to play it when like people are being seated because it puts me in a good mood to hear.
Wow, good luck. They can barely pull together.
Why is that good luck?
Because I'm saying that some clubs can barely pull it together to like fucking play the one song you like.
Yeah, I think they could pull that off.
Yeah,
I don't think that's that bad. What are you? You're looking around like
because I can hear these neighbors mumbling. Can you hear them? They were like,
yeah.
Does that get picked up though?
I don't know.
An audio,
maybe. Okay. Do you want to shut the window?
I would like to. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna shut the window.
All right, shut the window.
You don't have to be a dick about it.
I'm not being a dick about it.
A little rude.
How?
Just you know.
Jesus. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to talk about was we got a lot of feedback about FIFO when we put out the word that we, you know, we're trying to discipline him more.
Yeah.
And one in particular was really, really good email from Wes. I was really impressed.
Yeah, we had an exchange. We wrote back and forth a few times.
Yeah. But he really, and he really said that maybe Caesar's methods are not the best.
I think they're not the best because he's fear-based, which is
negative.
What
he's
said.
Negative. No, he's no-based.
He's a dominant, yeah. But I think that worked with like pit bulls because he works with pit bulls a lot. But our guy is so little and emotional and vulnerable. He's like, when you say no and you try to alpha him, he just like can't take that.
Yeah.
He's sweet.
Well, I appreciate the email.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to fucking figure it out. You know, it's a learning process with this guy.
Yeah. All right.
Did I ever tell you? Oh, I did tell you, but I haven't told our listeners yet about this documentary called Whore's Glory on Netflix.
Whore's Glory?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this about all the whores?
Yeah, it's so awesome. So there's a documentary. You can stream it live on Netflix. Not stream live, but just stream it on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's got whores in three different countries.
Yes.
It's like Bangladesh,
mm-hmm.
fucking Thailand.
And
then the third is Mexico. It's like
dick, I'll make you slap somebody in the face.
Yeah, it's like a border town from Tejas.
Yeah.
You know, it's like terrible. It's three terrible. Ironically, the best place to be a prostitute, Thailand. It's the most civilized. They keep you behind glass. And then all the disgusting tourists come and they just like point at you and you have a number. And then you just take the guy up to a room.
But get 11. 11.
Well, the best part is like the boss will like be like, well, this one will suck your dick and this one will do everything you want. And like they point to the girls and talk at the same time. Like it's just terrible. Like they're just like cattle. But my favorite part was the Mexican whore. The whores, it's dirtier. They have like small rooms and these pigs drive around and it's terrible. But so this old fucking hoe, she's talking in this interview. She's old as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts talking and spits in Spanish, obviously. And she pulls her titties out, like her big sloppers. And she's like, these titties are the best titties in all of Mexico. And she's like, I gave the best blowjobs in the entire world. She said that she would give like 70 of these a day.
Oh, 70 blowjobs a day.
Can you even imagine?
Wow, that's so awesome.
And back in, and she's like, back then there's no cheating. Like now these girls kind of sucker you. Like they pretend like they're using their mouth, but they use just their hand. Yeah. Or so this is the whore's blowjob, the best one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So she has the guy come in and she goes, and they take off their shoes and they smell like cheese. Their feet smell like cheese, first of all, which is fucking horrific. And then this is the blowjob she gave 70 times a day. So she puts an ice cube in her mouth.
Uh-huh.
So the old ice cube in the mouth.
Yeah.
And then the grand finale is she takes the ice cube.
Well, she blows them with
the ice. She blows them, right? Grand finale, takes the ice cube out of her mouth, puts it up his ass. Puts it up his... Now, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Assholes aren't always clean when they're just coming off the streets. So then she's like, sometimes I have to take a bleach on a rag and then I wash their assholes for them.
Wow.
Bleach on a rag and washes the dude's asshole.
Again, it all goes back to Top Dog.
All roads lead to your dad.
Oh my God. So
yeah.
Their feet stink like cheese.
Everybody
and their
stinks.
Assholes are dirty.
Dirty assholes. But then the grand finale is that she puts an ice cube in your butt.
Your butthole.
And that's what these dudes were lining up for. Like, she's like, I was the number one whore in this town because I did this special blow job. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing, yeah.
Ugh. It was really dirty. Like, the dirt roads. It showed these
what
guys
she, is she
driving.
Was she hot?
Oh, smoking.
Really? Like,
well, let's just describe her.
Okay.
I would say she weighed about... over two bills.
Okay.
5'3", maybe.
Okay, that's a good ratio so far. I'm into it.
I saw her sloppers, really big.
Yeah.
Really hangy.
Okay.
But she likes to wear real tight, like,
how's
corsets.
Face?
Just kind of worn, haggard. Mm-hmm. Kind of like someone that blew 70 guys a day and shoved ice cubes up their butts. They're filthy assholes.
But wash their assholes sometimes, too.
Sometimes.
She's thoughtful.
God, could you even imagine? Ugh.
70. Fuck it. I can't 70. Imagine being a sex worker. It's got to
so
be.
Harsh.
Yeah.
You know,
how's her mouth look now?
You know, I don't remember that part. I was too transfixed.
Did she have toofies?
She had teefies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of these girls are hooked on crack and drugs and stuff.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't think they're running marathons on the weekend?
10Ks? I think they are. I think they are running those marathons.
What would your specialty be if you worked in a brothel? Let's think about this. Well, you're very hairy.
Yeah.
Very forceful.
I could do a thing where maybe right before you climax, I empty my belly button lint and put it in your mouth. So I'm stimulating you, and then you're like, and I take it out and I drop it in your mouth. Look, there it is.
Ew. You just pull that out.
Yeah.
There's a never-ending supply of belly button lint in your belly button. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Where does it come from inside of you?
Well, sometimes I shit hair. Do you know that?
No.
Sometimes I'll sit down and just hair will come out. Do you know that?
I kind of do.
I just shit hair. I want, does this woman, because you kept doing it like she was speaking, you said, and then I have to wash their assholes. So is she English speaking?
No. It's only because it's in Spanish, but it's subtitled. But I understand, especially the type of Spanish, it's like border Spanish, you know what I mean? It's like what people speak in LA.
Right.
So okay. I can understand what she's saying, more or less.
I understand.
I never knew the phrase. Put bleach on a rag and then clean a dude's asshole out.
Yeah, ese tengo que poner eso, bleach.
That's what it is. Con bleachinco.
Con bleach.
Goes brown holes.
Una toalla y ponlo ya a limpiar su culo porque apesta tan fuerte que no se puede respirar. Tienen caca y es muy apesta de mierda.
Wow. I would pay for one of those blowjobs. So it sounds pretty awesome.
The worst is the Bangladesh.
Would you let her
ones.
Blow me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I actually, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you could ejaculate, I would be like, I'd be so surprised. I'm like, go ahead. If you can come, go for it.
You don't think I could come?
No way.
Why?
No,
babe.
It's so dingy.
Look who you're talking to.
The cum machines?
I am a cum monster. Why does the Bangladeshi one...
Well... Here's the thing. They did follow one customer into the Mexican brothel, and he was nervous too. Like, it's not. I imagine the anticipation of seeing a hooker. Like, plus they're so frugal. They're like, well, okay, you can fuck me for 15 minutes, and if you don't come, it's your problem. Like,
really?
That's how she sets it up with him, which makes sense.
This is the Bangladeshi one.
No, this is Mexico.
Okay,
Bangladesh. They didn't show the actual exchanges because I don't know why. They're it's a Muslim part of the world they were in. So that was trickier. It's filthy. It's just like a slum, filthy little side rooms. And these poor girls are like teenage, like sold into sexual slavery.
Jesus, no, I don't want to hear about
it. It's horrendous. It's really nice. You should watch it for Mother's Day with your mom. Have some Sherry's Berries and watch the Bangladeshi.
Hey, mom, have a berry while we watch this prostitution film.
It was brutal.
Jesus, man.
But then I watched this other one about these two sisters, these old whores in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them's no longer a whore. And that was pretty cool, too. Because she said that she has these old vibrators that she puts on guys' balls and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She has to compete with these cute little 20-year-old girls. So she has to use her old whore tricks. I don't know what my fascination with whores was like a week ago, but...
I have a fascination with them 24/7, so...
Your road beef?
All that road beef I smash, yeah.
If you had to get...
I tore it up in Toronto.
Where? Oh, is that where you'd get a hooker? Like, let's talk about this, if you're going to get one. Is Toronto...
No, I don't know. I think if I would go to the experts, and I think the experts we've had in the studio...
Oh, right, Yoshi.
...have told us that overseas is the... Like,
Germany.
Germany, he said, is top-notch. He likes Frankfurt the most.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what? They call them in South Korea. When I was there, they
awesome
call
chicks.
Them...
the coolest girls on the block.
Juicy girls.
Nice.
Juicy girls.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with juicy girls, because I talked to the doctor on the base, is that juicy girls carry juicy disease.
Yeah, of course. That's the big deterrent to whores. That's the thing that keeps most people away from whores.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he's like, because the doctor on this one base was like, I pretty much treated every single guy in this room right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, fuck, you're in Korea fighting, or not fighting yet, but, you know, what are you going to do?
I know, especially because those guys are like, they're 19, 20. You're smashing fucking Korean tail. That's what I'd be trying to do.
Crushing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think your dad crushed Vietnamese tail when he was
Good question
home?
To ask on the next call.
Can we make a note of that?
Yeah.
Let's for sure ask him about that.
Yeah, we'll definitely ask him.
Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of all that.
Whoa.
The Dick Detectives.
Been a while.
So we'll be seeing Matt Fulshron in a little bit.
Oh, no. Are you going to do Full Charge?
For sure. So he's our guest on our next episode.
Oh, no.
Why don't we, you know, play a little game with him?
Dude, he's like my brother. I have a really...
Yeah. Okay, here's what I think.
Oh, no. I don't know if I can do this with full charge.
I think it's kind of pasty.
Definitely pasty.
I think it's circumcised.
Let me make a note of this. Let me write this down so that when he comes in, we can really...
Pasty.
Okay.
Circumcised. I think he doesn't groom it as often as he should. I think it's real hairy down there. Real bushy. I think he's right at 6 inches.
Okay.
I think it's straight. I don't think
straight
it bends.
Arrow.
I don't think it bends.
Okay.
I think it's average size, average width, and I think it's maybe a little extra mushroom head, a little extra meat on the head.
Are we going to do balls?
Well, I mean, are we now the ball detectives? Okay.
I like to throw it in as kind of a bonus round.
Okay. I think he's got big sloppy balls. That's what I think. Oh my God. I saw Ari naked when we shot his thing.
You did?
Yeah, completely naked.
Okay. And?
His balls are enormous.
Really?
Huge. I mean, the whole sack is like...
Before you say anything,
like diseased.
Were they slightly darker than an average white man's balls? Darker in shade? Because Jews tend to have darker balls and cock, in my experience. He's a Jew.
You've been with a lot of them, so I don't know.
I've been with, quite a few, like 7,000.
You think of the 7,000, you noticed that their shade was darker?
Yes. Yes. The shade of their genitals is slightly darker.
Okay.
Well, what color were Ari's balls?
I remember them just being regular scrotum.
Pink?
Yeah. Maybe a little darker. I don't know. Now you're putting it in my head. I don't remember now.
What about his cock? What color?
He had a normal white cock. The head of his cock was a little purpler.
Okay.
Kind of purplish.
And it was huge.
Not his penis. His balls.
His balls. His penis was?
Average size.
Interesting. See now.
Huge balls.
Okay.
The biggest balls I've seen on a guy his size. He had pig nuts. I'm serious. He has big.
I've seen
pig
those.
Balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love pig balls. They're funny, aren't they?
You love pig balls.
Yeah, they're
great.
Funny. I like balls.
Yeah.
I do. I you know, a lot of girls are like, hey, balls. I like them. I kind of. They're fun to play with. They're
shit. My balls wouldn't know.
That's not true. That is categorically untrue. I give them so much attention. I give them so much love. How dare you roll your eyes at that? Tom Segura, you tell this audience how much I play with your balls right now.
Not enough.
You correct this.
Not enough.
Are you really saying that I don't touch them enough?
Enough? What's enough?
Unbelievable. Every time I visit the mister, I visit the cousins. Every time.
Well, all I'm saying is they feel a little left out sometimes.
That's bullshit. I can't believe you. You're
a little left out.
You're fucking lying.
You give them a little.
No, not just a little. I pull. I give them a little tug.
I wish you tugged them a little bit more.
Stupid.
What do you think of the full charge? What do you think his pee-pee is like?
This is terrible. I love Matt so much. Bert was easy because Bert's a nudist. Like, he's always naked around us, so it wasn't that. I feel like Matt's more private.
Definitely. We're violating him
now. We're so violating his boundaries. It's so inappropriate for
it
us
totally
to do
is.
This for him.
And
I'm
only doing it because I love the guy, though.
So, full charge, just know that we know how awful this is.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Matt is of normal white American descent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Total American guy.
Yeah.
I've only ever really been with one, like, pure American white guy.
Yeah.
Tough. I'm gonna go white peener, pasty peener, because he's a pretty pale guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say that he grooms. He grooms more than we'd like to think.
Okay.
I think full charge takes care of the downstairs.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. Oh, wow. Wow. I'm gonna go with length over girth.
Okay. So a long, thin penis?
Yeah, as opposed to just like a short, fatty.
Okay. How long are we talking?
I have such a hard time with that stuff. You know, we've had this discussion. I can't quantify it. And
we've had this argument, not this discussion.
It's a discussion. I don't take out a ruler. I don't, you know what I mean?
Above average, you're saying. It's above average long. He's lengthy, you said.
I'll give him length. Yeah, okay. Something tells me he's lengthy, Yes.
Okay. All right.
Balls, healthy, pink, high and tight.
High and tight. There you have it.
The Dick Detectives.
Well, you know what that means. On the next episode, we'll have Matt Fulshrunt in studio, and we'll get the answer as to what's going on downstairs.
Really get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. We're doing two a week. We hope you guys like it. You're telling us that you are, so
yeah.
That's good.
Oh, and guys, some people on Facebook asked me to do a goth list. I'm totally compiling it. I'm totally into this.
As you should, madame. Guys, you know the deal. Yourmomshousepodcast.com. Please visit us there. Sorry for the delay. Everything went out that has been ordered. The stuff that didn't go out in the last couple of weeks went out today. We're so, so sorry. You know we love you, and we hope you forgive us. But please order from the store. Please support our support our sponsors. Follow us on Twitter. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. Come see us live. And most importantly, wear your jeans up to your neck.
High and tight, you guys.
Bye, everybody.